Cecile could only shake his head with a fond sigh. I knew he wasn't all that thrilled with how I always apologized, but he'd just have to deal with it. With the lord of the manor around once more, preparations for supper with the Fadons were completed not long before they were set to arrive. With a deep breath, one that no longer felt suffocating, I let my body fall back onto the bed I had been sitting on. This rare moment of peace felt liberating, yet I still had that weight of the oceans on my shoulders. I heard someone's footsteps approaching the bedroom, yet I couldn't bother myself to sit up and check. Elodie, dear, are you feeling sickly? Cecile's gentle voice called out. I opened my eyes to see Cecile's pale face hovering above mine, worried expression painting his features. With a yawn, I simply grumbled tiredly and turned over onto my side. I heard Cecile sigh and mutter something under his breath. The bed sank underneath his weight as he lowered himself onto the bedding.